Kid Andrew reports like this. Chimney Chekwa practiced full today. He's probable for the game. Taiwan Jones did not practice. He's out. Maurice Jones-Drew did not practice. He's questionable for the game. Kaluka Maava was limited. He's questionable for the game. Matt McCants did not practice. He's questionable. And Nick Roach was limited in practice. He's questionable.
Still not cleared, I assume?
Yeah, he's still questionable for the game.
Okay. I'm sorry, so has he not been cleared for the protocol?
He's going through the protocol, and right now he's questionable.
Have you promoted Bojay Phillip?
We haven't made any transactions as of yet, but the plan is to put Taiwan Jones on injured reserve and activate Bojay.
When you're dealing with a guy like, or what kind of challenges does Andre Johnson pose as a big-time wide receiver?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been a great player in this league for a long time, and, you know, the thing about, you know, Andre is he runs great routes, and he's a big target to throw the ball to, and you know, so he can run the underneath routes as well as, you know, beat you vertically down the field. So, you know, obviously that's been a big focus this week of understanding where he's going to be. But you know, they got a talented offense. They got several guys that can affect you in the passing game, and they run the ball exceptionally well. So, you know, he's a part of it and a big part of it, and we got to understand where he's at.
How did you evaluate Terrell Brown's game? He wasn't targeted, but how did he look in coverage on tape?
Yeah, I thought Terrell Brown did a nice job in the game the other day. You know, both him and Carlos are guys we brought in over from the 49ers. Both of them been real pros. You know, they've done what we've asked them to do, and looking forward to watching him play.
Tarver said yesterday he thought Khalil Mack had his two best practices back-to-back this week. Curious as to the rookies group as a whole after their first game. Did you see a lift up in practice this week from those guys?
Yeah. I think all those guys had a pretty good week of practice. And like I said before, I think the other day that, you know, you always see the biggest growth in a player, especially a rookie player from week one to week two. So, you know, my hope is that those guys will go out and learn from what happened last week and you know, play better this week.
Can you elaborate on that as it pertains to Derek Carr going through an entire game plan process, the practice process? How much different might it be for him this week than, say, last week?
Well, I mean, you know, number one, we're playing at home as opposed to being on the road. I think that's an advantage for him. I think just getting out in a you know, real live NFL game and getting kind of those butterflies out of the way. And then, you know, obviously this week he's had a good week of practice. Some of the things that he saw from the Jets, he can put back in his memory bank. And, you know, the picture will be more clear to him when he goes out there on Sunday. Again, we got a huge challenge. That defense is pretty good. So, you know, it hadn't been an easy start, you know, as far as him as a rookie quarterback going – you know, up against that Jets defense and now facing Houston's defense. So, but he's had a good week of practice. He prepares himself extremely well. And, you know, again, I'm looking for a big jump in him this week.
When looking at a quarterback like Fitzpatrick, who's new to Houston, are you looking at what he did on the past teams he's been on or what he's done in camp and the...
Well, we've looked at a lot of different things. You know, we had an opportunity to play against him last year. So, you know, we went back and looked at that game. We've looked at everything that he's done in the preseason as well as what he did in the first game against Washington. So, but, you know, I mean, he's come in and he's run the offense efficiently. You know, he's converted the third downs when he needed to convert third downs. He does a great job with his legs of being able to create. So, you know, there's some challenges that go along with having to, you know, defend a quarterback of his nature. He's extremely smart. He's a veteran player, been around a long time. So, you know, we've got to be able to do some things to try to affect him.
Is it almost a given with Carr and what you do game plan, playbook wise, that he gets more at each successive week, at least, you know, right now at this point in the
Well,
season?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of look at it. Here's the thing about Derek is we really haven't had to limit what we do game plan wise, because he's so smart, and he understands, you know, what we're trying to do from a protection standpoint, from a run check standpoint. So we really haven't had to limit a lot of things as far as what we've asked him to do. So we've really kind of been able to go in, and this week, you know, what's it take to beat the Texans? And we really haven't focused in on having to try to, you know, kind of limit things that we ask him to do.
How does J.J. Watt factor in a game plan? Can he mess up a game plan?
I said the other day, I wish we could take all 11 and block him, because I think sometimes that's what it takes. But, you know, you watched the game last week. I mean, he wrecked the game, you know, offensively for Washington last week. So, obviously, you know, we've got to have a plan to deal with him, both in the run game and in the passing game. And really, you try to slow the guy down. And that's really about all you can do with a guy like that. I mean, he's going to make some plays. He's done it in every single game. What you try to do is try to limit the amount of, you know, kind of game-changing or big plays that he's able to make.
Does Latavius still return kickoffs, even though he might be used in the backfield?
Yeah, we won't change anything as far as that's concerned. Okay.
Could you envision it being like a series-by-series rotation, or is it by feel or situations with the running back?
It's how the game plays out. You know, I mean, if we got somebody with a hot hand, we're going to ride him. But, you know, all our backs will play.
To Maurice Jones-Drew for a second, you listened to this question about you are holding out hope that he'll be ready to go on Sunday, and what might determine that?
Well, I mean, when you got a veteran player like that that's played a lot of football, you know, if he's ready to go, we're going to have him up and active and playing. So really it's kind of we'll wait and see. We'll see how he's going. We have a plan either way, and we'll make that determination on Sunday.
Do you anticipate David Osbury becoming more involved in the offense now that he's been back in the flow for a couple weeks? Or
yeah, well, we're gonna use our tight ends the way that we feel like, you know, hopefully to their strengths, and you know, if that calls for David Osbury in the game, then he'll be in there, and we'll expect him to execute.
Was Leonhardt's first game good?
I thought he did a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been real pleased with what I've seen out of Brian. The growth and development of him is kind of that Y blocking tight end. You know, he had a nice reception on a heck of a throw last week. So, you know, I just see him continuing to get better.